McGraw-Hill Ascent Audio presents The High Probability Options Trader, Winning Strategies to Take You to the Next Level, by Marcel Link, narrated by Brian Wiggins. Publisher's note, this audiobook contains references to visuals present in the print and ebook editions of the book. Introduction. When I first started writing this book in 2021, the stock market was in the midst of one of the most incredible bull markets I have ever seen. Then, the Federal Reserve started a program of massive interest rate hikes throughout 2022 to combat high inflation, and for the following year, we were in one of the worst bear markets I have seen. Many of the stocks that had ridiculous gains in 2021 plummeted in 2022. I saw stocks go from $20 to $400 to $10. Stocks that were $500 a share went to $40. Even the old faithful ones like Amazon, Apple, Google, Netflix, and Facebook, now Meta, saw huge losses, some losing more than half their values in months. Many aggressive traders who weren't alert nor flexible saw a year's worth of profits disappear in a couple of months. Hopefully, this book can help you avoid those wild equity swings of an unpredictable market. Intro to the intro. 20 years ago, I submitted the 512-page manuscript of my first book, High Probability Trading, to my editor. His immediate reaction upon reading it was, "It's a good book, but it's way too long. You need to cut out at least 100 pages. My immediate reaction is probably unprintable, but I painstakingly set about to tackle this, eventually removing a 40-page chapter on options that, while good, didn't flow with the rest of the book. Now, here I am, 20-odd years later, watching the popularity of options trading go through the roof, revisiting that chapter and giving it its fair due by turning it into a book of its own. Growing popularity of options. In the last few years, trading volume has increased dramatically for both stocks and options, with the COVID-19 pandemic helping even more. According to data compiled by CBOE, Chicago Board Option Exchange, the volume in single stock options averaged 17.3 billion contracts during 2020, up 68% from the 10.3 million daily average for 2019. Options trading has continued to accelerate, and now, in early 2023, the average daily volume of equity options is between 40 and 50 million. I don't see that trend slowing down, so if you're going to join the options trading bandwagon, why not learn to do it with the highest probability of success you can? One reason for the growing popularity, I believe, is that because of COVID, there was an explosion of locked-down, bored-at-home people with nothing better to do. Coupled with quite a bit of extra money from the government's stimulus checks, a slew of new traders emerged. Many of these new traders start with small accounts and, in order to get the most bang for their money, are lured in by the low barriers of entry and high potential rewards of option trading. These traders cannot afford to buy Tesla outright, but they can buy cheap out-of-the-money calls on it. Adding fuel to the fire is the recent capability of nearly zero-cost commissions. Even more experienced traders are finding it easier to trade more frequently and put on spreads and four-sided trades that they may not have done when they had to worry about commissions eating potential profit. Why listen to this book? Whether you have no knowledge of what an option is or have been trading them for a while, this book will put you in the path of becoming an options expert. First, this book is not just about understanding how to trade options, but also for developing the basic foundation every trader should have both before and after making a trade. Great traders rely on those building blocks, combined with the proper trader's mindset to achieve success. If you are new to options, you will learn the basics before advancing to the next level of trading. For advanced traders, you will leave with new ideas to take advantage of a wide range of high probability trading opportunities with many personal examples past and present under different market environments. This book will cover topics like knowing how far out to go in time, which strike prices are best, when is the best time to exit, how to take advantage of earnings, how to manage your trades, and how to value risk. You should finish this book with a thorough understanding of option pricing, how to use different trading strategies, how to think like a professional, how to manage your portfolio, and even how to understand gamma risk. The beauty of options. I love trading options because they are a versatile tool for trading that can be used in multiple ways in different market environments. They offer a trader much more flexibility than the traditional buying of stocks, and if used properly, lower risks. One of the great things about trading options is that you can be slightly wrong in market direction and still make money. Unless, of course, you are just buying calls, for which you need to be very right, and in a set amount of time. You can use options as a defensive hedge, like having an insurance policy protecting your investments in case of a market downturn. Options can be used to capture extra money from stocks you may be long, or can be used to buy stocks a little cheaper. Another great reason to trade options is that unlike trading futures or stocks, you don't need to be glued to a screen all day. Regardless of experience or risk tolerance, options can and should be a tool a trader has in their tool belt to help take advantage of multiple market situations. Goals of the book. My goal in writing this book is to help traders who want to expand their trading arsenal and move to the next level of trading. This book is not just about how to put on a great trade, but also how to manage that trade, as well as a whole portfolio, which, in my opinion, is even more important than being able to spot a good trade. The ultimate goal of a great trader should not be making great trades and maximizing profits. Instead, it should be to maximize potential profits while limiting risks. Without proper risk and money management, it takes very little to wipe out an account. This book will constantly drive that point home, to make you an all-around better trader and to have you thinking like a professional. Who will benefit from this book? The simple answer is you. Many traders do not fully understand the power of options and the different ways to use them. Many start by just buying out of the money calls because they are a cheap way to play a stock. While this worked great in 2021, as the markets kept moving higher and higher, giving many new traders the sense that they were great traders, in reality, it's not hard to make money in a runaway bull market. If you view options as too complicated, something that should be left only to hedge fund managers and floor traders, if the terms iron, butterfly, credit spread, delta, or theta leave you scratching your head, then this book should provide you clarity. You may think options are too risky for you, yet if used properly, the opposite is true. Yes, while improper use of options can lead to a lot of risk, they can also be used to set up trades with high probabilities of making money or to lower portfolio risk. What not to expect. This book is not a get-rich-quick scheme. My methods do not look for home-run trades that make thousands on a $50 option. Rather, it's about the steady growth of income with higher probability trades while protecting what you have. Though when conditions are right, it sometimes makes sense to put on a huge potential trade, for the most part, these are a very small part of my trading. Instead, I will focus on ways to make small but steady gains. This book stays away from complex formulas, advanced pricing modules that may bore you senseless. Instead, I will attempt to make understanding and analyzing options common sense with easy-to-follow straight talk. You will get a thorough understanding of option Greeks and valuation, and I will try to make it entertaining. Why listen to me? After a short stint as a stockbroker in 1987, I started working on the floor of New York Mercantile Exchange as a crude oil options clerk, where I first started gaining invaluable option experience. It was here that I learned the intricacy of option trading, far beyond the typical speculative buying of puts and calls. Though it wasn't till years later that I took full advantage of that learning experience, things like delta hedging and volatility trading became ingrained in me. In 1989, I got a seat on the floor trading NYFE, dollar index, and cotton futures. I'm not sure why they call it a seat. I never once saw a chair and stood almost 7 hours a day. I must have gotten tired of all the standing after a while. I decided to go to graduate school in 1994 and started trading out of my clearinghouse's office in my free time, where I finally got to sit. The NYFE was a futures contract traded on the New York Cotton Exchange in New York. It was an affordable version of the S&P futures contract, trading at about half the speed with much smaller margin requirements. With the popularization of the E-minis in 1997, it has become obsolete over the years. After completing graduate school in 1996, I started an online commodities discount brokerage firm, which I sold 2 years later. I moved away from futures and began day trading stocks on a trading desk, and over the years I opened up a couple of bars in New York City. Along the way, I wrote two trading books, High Probability Trading in 2003 and Trading Without Gambling in 2009. In 2010, I sold my last bar, moved away from the city, and returned to trading futures and futures options for myself. In 2012, I opened a restaurant in the Hamptons, which took up a good chunk of my time, and found it easiest to trade equity options, as I didn't have to monitor them as much as futures. I, luckily, sold my restaurant 6 months before the beginning of COVID-19 shutdowns, and began trading full-time again. Nowadays, option trading comprises the majority of what I trade. With my 35-plus years of trading experience, including years surrounded by both great and bad traders, I have either seen or made just about every mistake a trader can make, which I don't mind sharing, so hopefully you don't need to make them yourself. More importantly, I have also been able to observe the winning qualities a good trader possesses. One favorite lesson became the concept for my book, High Probability Trading. You can make a lot more money by simply not making the same stupid mistakes over and over again. I hope this book helps you get to the next level of options trading, and you tell everyone you know to buy a copy. Feel free to email me at marcel@marcellink.com with any questions. Chapter 1. 10,000 Hours. How to turn $2,000 into $1 million trading options without the use of a time machine. That would be a great book, but unfortunately, I can't make that kind of promise. It can happen, as it might have if you were lucky enough to buy GameStop calls the week before the Wall Street Bets subreddit pushed it from $18 to $450 and managed to get out before it dropped down to $45 a couple of weeks later. In reality, it is unlikely that someone will do this and keep their profits if they do, yet there are folks out there with the grand delusion that this is normal. The strategies I talk about are not these home run types of trades. Instead, you will learn how to build an account in a steady fashion while reducing risk and developing as an all-around trader. First disclaimer. Don't worry if I mention something you may not understand or if I use a term you haven't heard before. It's not important yet. I do promise that by the end of the book, everything I mention will be thoroughly explained and should become part of your vernacular. Questions this book answers. Some of the questions you should be able to answer after listening to this book include: what are the factors that will make my option move in price? How do option prices erode over time, and how can I benefit from it? Is an option's volatility relatively cheap or expensive? What is the trade's probability of profit if held to expiration? How far out in time of an expiration should I use? What's the best strike price for my trade? How can I reduce risk on my option portfolio? When should I exit to minimize risk? Why trade options? To make money, of course. Or could it be to protect your money? Or maybe to expand your trading capabilities? Though most people get their exposure to trading by buying stocks, options have the allure of the ability to make a lot more money with a lot less money than you can with stocks. Though this is a good way to start, and it's how I started, it's not the best way. Some investors who own stock get their exposure to options by selling covered calls to make extra income. This is a better method of using options, but it's just scratching the surface of your capabilities. As you learn the many ways to trade and use options, it will open up many more advantages over trading stocks. First, when you trade stocks, there are really only two ways to make money. You can go long by buying a stock hoping it goes up, or you can go short by selling a stock if you believe it's going down. With options trading, on the other hand, you can also make money if the market doesn't move, or even if the market moves slightly against you. You don't even need to trade for price moves. You can try to capture time decay or discrepancies in the speed of volatility in two offsetting options. The business of trading. Prior to discussing options and actual trading, these first two chapters will get you to think like a professional trader. Not so much like hedge fund managers and the market makers who have millions of dollars behind them, but as the person who can eventually make a living trading options for themselves. Whether you are a total newbie or have experience behind you and are looking to move up the trading ladder, you need to put in the time learning and getting your hands dirty to get there. Being a successful trader is a wonderful thing that beats a full-time job any day, but it's not easy. It can be stressful and often leaves you with self-doubt. If you do plan to make a living from trading, you should take it as seriously as the guy who opens up a pizzeria or as the woman who trades at Goldman Sachs. These are people working their butts off, putting in 12-hour days, trying to make their businesses thrive, not looking for shortcuts. As someone trying to make a living trading, you should have your full attention on the market, your positions, checking your risks, looking for trades, and learning. Even if you can only be a part-time trader, treat trading as a business. Spend time when you get home, after your real job, to do the proper research looking for trading ideas, reviewing your portfolio of positions, and never stop learning. Stages of a business. As with any other business, trading success doesn't happen overnight. A business can have several stages it goes through before success finally comes. Startup phase, year one and before. This is where the business gets established. Most new businesses take time to turn a profit, during which the business owners are learning the ropes. Professionals will take the time to learn a business and then make a plan before spending all of their capital. You would never start a pizzeria without good knowledge of pizza making, and ideally you would have worked in a pizzeria before. The first year is when you need to absorb as much information as you can and gain as much expertise as possible, not just about making pizza, but about your customers as well. The goal here should be to manage your funds to ensure you still have some at the end of the year when you will hopefully have a better idea of how to manage the business. An options trader, even one who has traded stocks for years, also needs to take this time to master their trade. Growing stage, the next few years. Your pizza joint is starting to turn a steady profit. You have made your share of mistakes along the way, but you are figuring out how to succeed. You have figured out how to manage your inventory and expenses, and you know how to staff properly and cost-effectively. You've learned what dishes work and have reluctantly eliminated the chopped liver and pickles pizza you really thought would be a winner. That never worked out. It can be a struggle getting through this stage. These are the make-or-break years. During this stage, it's important to stick to the business plan that got you here, but it's also important to review and update it. An options trader will go through the same process. These years are the most critical, and many traders don't survive. You will start to learn what strategies and parameters work and those that don't. You will either have learned risk and money management, or, simply put, you will no longer be trading. Mature stage, beyond. As the pizzeria matures and brings in more steady income, you can relax. Maybe you can expand and buy 4 more pizzerias and a car dealership at once, or, if rich enough, even buy Twitter. Of course, I am kidding. The amount of work and discipline required to run a successful business will not diminish, nor should you grow your risks beyond those you have calculated well. Don't be like some business owners who, after a good run, start throwing money away on risky decisions and purchases that could ruin them, instead of sticking to the plan that got them to success. The options trader, likewise, should not start taking on more risk than they can handle just because they are now more successful and more confident. As your equity increases, so does the need for greater risk management. You do not want to watch the fruits of your hard work disappear. It's okay to expand and use multiple strategies to make money, but keep within your plan's risk parameters. Lastly, never stop learning and perfecting your skills. Markets change, and you need to be able to adapt with them. Learning the business. So, how do you go about learning the business of trading options? The real answer is to put in the time. There is a lot to learn, like option valuation, how to lower risk, how to evaluate implied volatility, how to use technical analysis, which strategies to use, and what time frames to look at. Learning the business of trading options is not just learning to look at charts and putting on a directional trade. It also includes basic things, such as how to enter an order, how to use your broker's trading platform, the different order types, market, limit, stop, etc., how to use margin, and what to do if you get assigned. The 10,000 hour rule. Have you ever heard of the 10,000 hour rule? It was popularized by Malcolm Gladwell in his book, Outliers: The Story of Success. It's not an exact science, but it more or less states that in order to achieve mastery of complex skills and materials and reach elite levels in a field, it takes 10,000 hours of intensive practice. This can apply to playing the violin, becoming a chess master, being a gold medal Olympic athlete, or just being great at whatever field you choose. For 45 years, I have been playing guitar and piano, and I consider myself a pretty good musician, but I never devoted the hours to get truly great. My 17-year-old son, however, plays for what seems like 4 hours a day and has become much better than I am on both instruments, as he puts in his 10,000 hours to achieve his goal of being a professional musician. Though I would prefer it if he spent more time doing schoolwork over learning every note of every Led Zeppelin, Beatles, Grateful Dead, and Jimi Hendrix song on guitar, piano, bass, and drums. As I go over the edits of the book a year later, he is now studying at Berklee College of Music. Hopefully I don't have to open another restaurant so he can become a waiter if his dream of being a rock star doesn't pan out. I would apply this dedicated time to trading as well. If you want to get good, and I mean really good, you need to devote those 10,000 hours of practice, learning, and experience to become a real master of the field. Plumbers, electricians, doctors, lawyers, and pizza makers do it. So should a trader. 10,000 hours to master the art of trading would take 7 years if you traded every tradable hour every day, 5 years if you spent quite a bit of time doing research and homework every night. That is not an unreasonable amount to master something. It's no different than going to college and then getting a master's degree. Though it's always encouraged to paper trade to get a feel for things, you can't paper trade for 7 years. It's also a lot easier to follow rules when real money is not on the line, because when you are trading real money, it can be harder, mentally, to take a loss. Paper trading does not help you with the emotional side of trading, and it's from this side that poor money management and excessive risk creeps in, making it easy to lose money. Instead, I suggest learning by trading one contract in small moving, low-cost options with strategies that won't kill you. You need to devote money to learning the business. This is what I call the tuition of trading. It's the money you will lose as you learn the business and make mistakes. There is no college degree for trading. If you are good, you will learn from mistakes. If you are not good, you will make these mistakes repeatedly and with an Ivy League-like tuition, but without the knowledge. Learning to trade is more than just learning by trading, of course. Read as much as possible and watch tutorials, take classes, and listen to better traders. One word of advice. When listening to others, always be skeptical of what you hear and read, especially when listening to CNBC, and do your own research. Sometimes people are pushing their own trades when they recommend something. Other times, they are just dead wrong. I do get a lot of ideas from watching CNBC or TastyLive.com, but I never blindly jump in. I make my own analysis first. If you do follow someone's advice and lose money, don't blame them. It's still your fault for putting on the trade, especially if you didn't do your homework first. If I tell you strangles are one of the best profit-making trades you can make, and you decide to put one on a very volatile stock, losing $4,000 because you were wrong and didn't get out, that's on you, not me. The Beatles' 10,000 Hours. The Beatles weren't just a band that got a lucky break and made it big. One main reason they became the phenomenon they were was that they put in the hours to be great. According to TheBeatlesBible.com, between 1960 and 1962, the Beatles performed 281 times in Hamburg, playing a total of between 5 and 7 hours a day. They also did another 292 shows at the Cavern in Liverpool around this time and a 199-show tour of England in 1963. In their spare time, they practiced and worked on their songwriting skills. This doesn't add up to 10,000 hours, but they had already been playing and writing music together day and night, eating, breathing, and sleeping rock and roll since July 1957. Those countless hours had their rewards. By the time they reached America in 1964, their songwriting had evolved, and they could play live in a stadium without being able to hear each other over the screams of the crowd. Ringo, not being able to hear the rest of the band, said he knew where they were in a song by the way Paul shook his head. Without those long hours they put in, they might never have gotten a record deal, been invited on the Ed Sullivan Show, or written some everlasting songs. Instead, they would have been more like the Mercy Beats. Who, you ask, are the Mercy Beats? They were another Liverpudlian band that didn't put in their 10,000 hours, and blamed and fired Brian Epstein, the manager they shared with the Beatles, for their lack of success and for not buying them fancy suits like he did for the Beatles. My advice? Be like the Beatles and put your time in. Advice number two, don't blame others for your lack of skills. Have a plan. If you were to start a business and try to get financing, anyone would ask for a business plan. The same is true for trading. Have such a solid plan that it could convince someone to give you money to trade with, even if that someone you are convincing is yourself. Convince yourself that you have what it takes to put down real money. Even as a part-time trader, you should treat trading with the same respect. You don't need to show your plan to anyone, but take a few minutes and start working on one for yourself. Though it should be one of the first things you do, you won't have the knowledge to make a plan right away. While you are listening, start thinking about your goals, what strategies you will use, how much available capital you have, and what your risk levels are. As you progress through the book, it will be easier to put together a trading plan. The Trading Plan. I had written a few chapters that wound up on the cutting room floor as the book ended up being too long, but more about that in the final chapter. One of these was about making a trading plan. You can find the
sample complete. Ready to continue?